It's Monday, July 31st, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Charlie Gard, the 11-month-old infant with a rare disease who captured the world's attention, died last Friday around 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time after he was removed from his ventilator, reports LifeSite News. Listen to my special report immediately following today's newscast. Reince Priebus is out as President Donald Trump's chief of staff. Lieutenant General John Kelly, Trump's Secretary of Homeland Security, will take the reins in the White House. Charles Krauthammer offered this analysis on Tucker Carlson Tonight on the Fox News Channel.
Priebus is a good man, but he was over his head. He was not a confidant of the president. He didn't have the authority that you needed. People went around him. We are getting what we needed, which is somebody who will be the gatekeeper, somebody who will restore some kind of order, somebody who will be the authority. If anybody can do it, it'll be Kelly. Everybody's going to have to go through the chief of staff, we hope. Then we are going to have something that resembles a reasonable chain of command.
President Donald Trump has now threatened to cancel some of the lawmakers' precious health care benefits unless they come back to the table and pass a GOP health care bill, reports the Wall Street Journal. In addition, Trump has threatened to stop reimbursements to insurance companies. The next set of payments, which total millions of dollars for insurers, is due in 3 weeks. Perplexingly, the U.S. State Department legal team has removed the word genocide from speeches and official documents that describe the Islamic State's actions against Christians, Yazidis, and other religious minorities. The Washington Free Beacon published a report that Nina Shea, the former commissioner on the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, said that Richard Visick, the State Department's acting legal advisor, made the decision to make the change. She said,